Good evening, Captain. I hope I did not wake you. I have come to ask if you have heard the news about Ambassador Spock. How am I? I am not under any kind of distress, if that is what you mean. But I think it would be appropriate, today of all days, to say that I appreciate your concern. You are, of course, aware that Captain Spock was a mentor to me, and to so many other young Vulcans. It is because of him and his great example that I joined Starfleet. The irony is not lost among our people, many of whom say that the greatest Vulcan since Sirach was actually half-human. Nor is it lost on us that, unlike Sirach, Spock's ability to feel may have been his greatest attribute. No, I do not need time to mourn for him. To celebrate him, perhaps. To meditate on who he was and what he taught us, both directly and indirectly. I have already resolved to celebrate Spock in my own way, although others are already talking of similar ideas. To pay tribute to my mentor, the logical thing to do is to do something completely illogical. It was his ability to abandon logic when it was logical to do so that perhaps best defines Ambassador Spock in my mind. To that end, I have thought about how best to be illogical, especially in a way that would honor the memory of him. Even though I am pure Vulcan, I have decided to embrace the human in me. That, in itself, is an illogical concept, and one that until recently I would have found offensive. But that part of the Vulcan personality that still rejects logic, and that still feels emotion despite our efforts to suppress it, that is our human side, no matter our heritage. To the Vulcans, humans define emotion and a lack of logic. Let me further explain my train of thought. Train of thought. An illogical human metaphor I picked up from Spock. As if thought were a transport, and ideas were physical items to be moved around. But using human metaphors was a weakness to which Spock admitted. I suppose the phrase, embracing your humanity, is another human phrase he would have used. A very metaphorical phrase. But it struck me that while using it was itself illogical, turning it literal would be even more so. You, Captain, are the most human person I know. I do not mean that as insult, especially at this time. You are also my commanding officer. When thinking about Spock, and then you, it struck me that logic dictated the illogical act I must perform to honor my mentor. I have decided to offer to mate with you. Captain, you know I do not joke. Although perhaps to honor Spock, I might attempt to do so some day. But I can assure you I am as serious in this as I am in anything else. Please hear out my reasoning. Spock was both human and Vulcan. Perhaps the best of both. I am Vulcan, and you are human. By mating with you, I would be honoring Spock's dual heritage. You are also the captain, and I am your first officer. The most defining aspect of Spock's life was his relationship with his captain. I have no reason to believe their relationship was sexual. But there was an intimacy between the two of them that I think only mating could approximate for me. Yes, Captain, it is against regulations, and hence extremely illogical. I hope you understand that is why we must do it. I have never made a personal request of you before, Captain. I ask that you choose to fulfill the only one I make of you, so that I can properly show my respect towards my fallen mentor. If nothing else, I ask that you take a minute or two to think over my request before you make a decision. While you think about it, I will disrobe. There are no regulations against that. Therefore, logically, there can be no objection to it. Based on your own observed behaviors around me, I know that you have found me attractive. I have always admired the way you did not let that interfere with your interactions with me. But logically, given your attraction to me, you should strongly consider accepting my offer. Additionally, it is clear that you are becoming aroused by the sight of my naked body. Do not be embarrassed, Captain. That was my plan. The next step, obviously, is to remove your sleeping attire. Unless you object. I could withdraw and you could put me on report for violating regulations. Will that be necessary, Captain? You don't say anything. But I think I've developed a talent for knowing what you think, even if it sometimes is horribly illogical. You have been presented with an attractive young woman who wishes to mate with you. You seem to wish to mate with her. Even if she is under your command, the logical thing to do is to copulate with her. I have never mated with a human before, so out of respect for your lack of physical strength compared to a Vulcan's, I think we should use what your people call the missionary position. The name derives from... Never mind. An explanation is probably not necessary. Another phrase that I heard from Spock once was that actions speak louder than words. Let me lie back on your bed then, Captain. Does that action speak to you? And for every action, it is said that there is an equal and opposite reaction. I am Vulcan and female. You are human and male. We cannot be more opposite than that. But we are equal, and we must react. My body is already quite ready for mating, Captain. It is a myth that Vulcans only mate during the Ponfar. That is only when it becomes a matter of biological and traditional imperative. We can mate when we choose, and our mental discipline puts us quite in control of our bodies. I can assure you that I am very well lubricated and fully prepared for penetration. If you wish, we could engage in foreplay, but that would be more for your benefit at this point. By all appearances, you do not require that benefit. So please, Captain, you're very close right now. It would be illogical to stop now, when our genitalia are in such close proximity. Please, as your people would say, make love to me. Curious. Not that you are inside me, but that you waited to do so until I asked you in human terms. Does being more human-like make me more desirable to you, Captain? It's not illogical that it would. What is not logical is that Vulcan youth reportedly sometimes role-play as humans in their more experimental days, although I am seeing the logic of it more and more. I suspect it is because Vulcan sex has had emotions stripped from it over the centuries. Perhaps that is why so many of my people seek out non-Vulcan mates in recent years. Some are concerned about the purity of our race, but I am convinced it is necessary for our survival. A race that mates primarily out of a sense of duty is doomed, Captain. That is why we had to look to a half-breed as our hero. That is why I and others must accept a certain lack of logic in our lives, why we must open up our minds to humans. And sometimes our bodies. Captain, I am going to put my arms around you. I do not want you to feel threatened by my strength. I am well aware of your physicality, but I wish to enhance the sense of intimacy between us. Perhaps I should put my legs around you as well. That is... logical. Please continue making love to me, Captain, with increased tempo and application of pressure. I assure you that you are unlikely to cause any discomfort to this body. I must admit that the current effect is quite the opposite. This is far better than any mating I have yet attempted. But those were all with Vulcan males. Their clumsy efforts do not compare to yours. It defies logic. How, despite separated by light years and being entirely different species, the two of us can mate, and so effectively. We could even theoretically have a child together, a half-breed child, perhaps every bit as extraordinary as Spock. The odds are against it, of course, although there is no harm in trying. If you wish to ejaculate inside me, as is the nature of both of our species, all of life, then please go ahead. I would not object to carrying a half-human child within me. It would be the ultimate tribute to my mentor, and a logical move to ensure the continuation of the Vulcan species. I think I would also find it very pleasurable. Oh... Captain, our teamwork has defined our relationship, which is why I have endeavored to keep our arousal levels synchronized. For maximum pleasure, simultaneous orgasms are desirable. I, as one of your women would say, I want you to come in me, to come with me. Please, Captain, that was without a doubt the most illogical thing I have ever done. But it was also the most pleasurable. It was my intent to celebrate Ambassador Spock through our mating. Instead, I think I did so much more without intending to. Unfortunately, I will need to report all of this to Starfleet, as it is a clear violation of Starfleet protocol. Captain, that was a joke. My first joke. Do you think Spock would be proud? It is illogical, but I miss him. I hoped he would live forever, despite that being impossible. Would you object if I asked for one more illogical act, Captain? I wish to spend some time with you. I do not want to be alone tonight. I wish to be held by you while I remember Ambassador Spock. And if I choose to cry a little, it is not logical, but I know you will understand. Thank you.
Live long and prosper, Captain. You will be missed, but never forgotten.